than 700 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip over the past 24 hours. Israel's military said it struck 400 terror targets and killed several Hamas commanders over the same period. It also declared that it would not reduce its attacks despite Hamas's release of another two hostages. UN aid agencies meanwhile pleaded for sustained and safe humanitarian access, warning they were on their knees. A third of hospitals in Gaza are no longer functioning due to shortages of electricity, medicine and staff, and the shortage of clean water is now critical. Israel launched its bombing campaign against Hamas, which Israel, the UK, US and other powers class as a terrorist organization, in response to an unprecedented cross-border attack on the 7th of October in which at least 1,400 people were killed and 222 others were taken hostage. According to the health ministry, early 5,800 people have been killed in Gaza since then. Intense Israeli airstrikes overnight hit hundreds of locations across Gaza. Some of those killed in the southern cities of Khan Yunis and Rafah were displaced people who had fled the north in response to an Israeli military order to evacuate the area for their own safety.